KXCI celebrates International Women's Day.
I'm here with Caitlin McCormick. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty well.
Is there a woman, past or present, in history that has influenced you?
I'm going to sound like the biggest cliche ever. And of course, I could say that woman would be like Angela Davis, you know, or the notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But if I'm being completely honest, I'd probably have to say my mom or my grandmother.
Oh, right.
And so the women in your life that you do interact with every day definitely teach you how to really live and deal with injustices, mm-hmm. you know, and how to carry yourself. And they've taught me so much besides just something as textbook as feminism. If I'm being honest, it would have to be them.
Well, sure, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, your role models are people that you see. What challenges do you feel today as a young woman?
So that's like a long list. You could talk about the gender gap or the wage gap or reproductive justice or social and economic inequality in any way. But whenever people ask me about what I feel challenges me most as a young woman, as a teenage girl, it's something that I think is a little bit harder to articulate, which is just the fact that making fun of teenage girls is basically America's favorite spectator sport. And it just frustrates me so much because obviously you're at a formative time in your life already. I mean, being a teenager is hard enough. You're trying to figure out who you are, what you care about, who cares about you. It's super irritating. And honestly, I think that's the biggest challenge that faces us, is that teenage girls are not taken seriously, even though every year more and more teenage girls are being accepted into the best universities in the country. They're making unbelievable discoveries in the things that they love. There's no reason they shouldn't be taken seriously, and yet continuously, they're totally disregarded.
What are your hopes for the future?
In general, I'm not a big person of taking like things that political figures say to heart very intensely. But President Obama actually has this quote, or he was a community organizer for a while. And he was asked about how he doesn't get downtrodden, because I imagine that when you're president of the United States, it's pretty easy to feel like you're not really getting any progress done. And he said that the thing that he always remembers, if you think about progress as this timeline and you can measure it as one big movement, then you're going to get frustrated really easily. But if you really care about what it is that you're doing, then you'll recognize that there is always more work to be done. There is always more work you could be doing, even if that's like really small steps. And so then you just focus on the work. I mean, I have no idea how you work on making sure that society takes teenage girls more seriously, but maybe we could make sure that fewer girls lose interest in math and science early because they're told that it's not something they should be interested in, something more concrete like that.
What does International Women's Day mean to you?
For me, International Women's Day is absolutely necessary because it takes a moment to not regard women solely as a special interest group, but as what they are, which are innovators and change makers and also just like mothers and sisters and human beings.
So. All over the world.
Exactly.
Caitlin McCormick, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to
Happy
you.
International Women's
yes.
Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
Thanks.
Support for KXCI and this special International Women's Day program is provided by Marshall Foundation. Marshall Foundation enhances the lives of Tucson and Pima County women and families through the support and charitable organizations involved in education, social services, and early childhood development.